When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, statute books as an institution.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To fight against corruption, we will do what we can.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. That has been Top Story. My name is Samuel Kojobres, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Up next is Newsnight.
Send them. You get them. I get them. I send them.
I get them.
I pay them.
Telecel Cash.
I get them. I take them.
Telecel Cash.
You get them.
I send them.
Telecel Cash.
I send them. You get them.
Telecel Cash.
I get them.
I buy them. I take them.
I pay them. I send them.
Telecel Cash. Telecel Cash.
Experience the ultimate convenience of sending money on Telecel Cash. Sending money from Telecel Cash to Telecel Cash is free. You can also make payments to merchants on all networks. Enjoy best value and total security with Telecel Cash.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Are you looking for insurance you can trust? Look no further than Impact Life Insurance. With over 30 years of experience of giving Ghanaians reliable life insurance solutions, we've stood the test of time. Call us today on 059-6922-343. Impact Life Insurance is a merger between Phoenix Life Assurance Company Limited and Ghana Union Assurance Life Company Limited. celebrating 30 years of trust and reliability. Impact Life Insurance. No worries.
Tonight, minority in parliament demand immediate arrest of MPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East constituency, who has been justifying his call on miners to attack state security personnel.
But secondly, the state security apparatus must not let him off the hook. They must not let him off the hook because he's simply inciting the public against them. I mean, he has, by his conduct, endangered the lives of soldiers and police officers, which is why they must not let him off the hook.
We have the latest as small-scale miners and civil society groups demand unqualified apology from the parliamentary candidate who made the comments in the presence of the chairman of the Western Regional Security Council.
So we don't understand why such thing will be encouraged in this country. So we call him to retract what he said and apologize.
The gentleman misspoke, and the earlier he apologizes for it, the better it will be for all of us.
Also tonight, patients relying on critical medications fear the worst as Global Fund threatens to terminate support to Ghana unless 118 containers of critical malaria and tuberculosis medications shipped to the country are cleared from the port.
And these are medicines that the government of Ghana is not even procuring. They are being given to us for free. And yet, we simply cannot take them from our ports. It is baffling.
We'll hear from the Global Fund Coordinating Mechanism Secretariat in Ghana.
I can assure you that if these commodities are not taken out of the port in time, and in time means now, the communication we may receive from the Global Fund will be just to confirm what you just asked.
On your election headquarters tonight, Vice President and MPP flag bearer Dr. Baomia promises chiefs across the country living allowances as he woos traditional leaders in the Ashanti region.
We are saying that we have to pay living allowances to the paramount chiefs, and not stop there, but to the divisional chiefs and the Queen Mothers.
But how will the MPP flag bearer fund this initiative?
And in Business Bank of Ghana advised to intensify strategies aimed to discouraging speculations as Cedi makes some gains in the past few days. We hear from currency analyst Courage Boti.
And in sports, we'll build up and bring you live commentary of the Black Stars game against Central African Republic in the World Cup qualifier.
You want to stay with us for more from the worlds of business and sports. I will also be sharing your thoughts with the rest of the world. 055-1111-997. My name is Evans Mensah. He went viral over the weekend asking miners to attack state security personnel in the presence of the Western Regional Minister and Chairperson of the Regional Security Council. Tonight, civil society groups, small-scale miners association, and in the last few minutes, the opposition members of parliament have demanded the immediate arrest of Ernest Frimpong, the MPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East constituency. We'll hear from the minority shortly, but first, listen to the speech by Mr. Frimpong.
Patrols help to reduce crime, but if they start destroying your equipment or try to evict you, and if they beat you, retaliate. Ernest Frimpong, the NPP parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East constituency in the Western region, was captured in a viral video advising miners at a forum to resist security personnel attempting to evict or harass them. Don't look at their uniform. You don't work for the security agencies. However, he asked them to cooperate with security personnel conducting regular patrols. You have the right to question anyone who comes to your site. If they say they are there for regular patrols, you can offer them some money out of goodwill.
is the one of you who are now 5 million, 3 million, 10 million, now the major of the offer to food at one of the man.
Also present at the forum was Regional Minister Kwabena Otjedaku Mensah, who also heads the Regional Security Council. Ernest Frimpong made a bold promise to the attendees that he would personally intervene to protect their interests if they get into trouble with the security. We are creating a regional platform, and I'll involve the regional minister. If anyone harasses you, post it on the platform, and we will intervene.
Well, subsequent to making these comments, he spoke to us, and he justified those comments you just heard.
I am the one in the video, and so the clarity is that I did not engage illegal miners. I engaged miners in the Memphis constituency. And from January to now, we have seen a number of military, police, let me say security attacks on the miners who are legally doing their work. And you call to find out where these people are coming from, and you realize that it is coming from no authority.
To address this is to attack uniformed men. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that if the people in uniform can go to the length of engaging civilians in a business form to torment miners who are legally working, then they should be exposed. We should fight illegal operators who are doing illegal work, where I deem it as corrupt act, and that should be fought.
Well, civil society organizations working in environment space now want him arrested immediately. Listen to the coordinator of Eco-Conscious Citizens, Awula Sewa.
That's unacceptable. We're not in the jungle. There's ecocide taking place. And if all the parliamentary candidate can do is to incite persons to attack the military, then I think his position is untenable. He should either resign or be sacked by the NP. And I hope the police, I hope the IGP has listened to the tape, and I hope an arrest will be made soon. There's no fight against illegal mining. Some underlings are arrested from time to time. But the kingpins are just thriving, counting their gold bars on television stations, and the country is being destroyed. But I hope that this prospective MP will be questioned, arrested, and if there's the basis for it, prosecuted. Because we cannot have in parliament persons who are inciting attacks on our uniformed men.
Well, other groups are demanding an unqualified apology. I want you to listen to the convener of the Media Coalition Against Illegal Mining, Kenneth Ashigbe, and president of the Concerned Small Scale Miners Association, Michael Kojo-Pepra.
If you go back and look at all the fights against Galamsey, and you correlate it with elections, when we get close to elections, then you see politicians going and promising those involved the next, you know, that they would allow them to do it. And now you see a candidate who then asks people that they should offer 300, 500, 1,000 cedis to police people who are doing their regular activities. Is that not bribery that he is preaching? That if the people are coming on patrols and they are actually are using state funds to come and do, why should you be paying them 1,000 cedis for the works that they do? And then you then are telling them also that if they come and asking you, then you go attacking them. I think this the gentleman misspoke, and the earlier he apologizes for it, the better it would be for all of us. We don't need this at this time when we're getting close to an election. We need to empower the security forces to do the right thing. If you are doing a wrong thing, if you're involved in an illegality, you should be stopped. Those who are doing their lawful duties should be allowed to do their lawful duty, mining responsibly. If they see anybody trying to harass them, they should report to lawful authority. It is not for a candidate to be telling them to attack them back.
Or we need to quickly condemn what the aspirant said. What he said is total criminal, and he is preaching impunity in the quest for power.
I want to quickly bring in Michael Kojoa Pepra. He's the president of the Concerned Small Scale Miners Association. As you may have noticed, the MPP parliamentary candidate was making the point about miners who have a legal basis to actually mine, and that would include the small scale miners themselves. And that his point was that if the security agents and agents get there and they disturb them, they should attack them back. I also want to bring in James Agaga, who's a ranking member on the Defense Committee in Parliament, and as Frimpong is a parliamentary candidate himself in question, joins us on the line right now. Michael, first to you, are the state security personnel still harassing your men who are legally mining?
As a matter of fact, in the Ashanti region, that is led by the Northern Command. They have in their custody of about 138 excavators. They've been seizing excavators from legal miners and illegal miners as well. So we cannot say it's an harassment, but as a matter of fact, they should be able to check whether the machines were being used illegally or legally. But then when they come to site, what they do is they only take the machines and then they take it to their
but you will not call that harassment.
As a matter of fact, we are not happy with how the military is treating us, but we would not say it's an harassment. But I can speak on authority that some of us, we've led the way to the court and we are seeking redress from the court. Recently, we had an order for those machines to be released and we are still working on it. So,
even if it
should be an harassment, we are abiding by the rules of this country.
So you're using lawful means to challenge it when an excavator has been seized wrongfully?
Yes, because we cannot fight the military. As a matter of fact, we cannot fight the military and then the police. What we can do is to make sure that the right thing is being done.
And I heard you earlier clearly condemning the parliamentary candidate's call on some of your members to attack the military.
I think that is wrong. That is the wrong call. We need to condemn this type of campaign. We have had dialogue with government that puts us taking since the inauguration of the Industrial Committee against legal mining. So now it's wrong. So if you are not getting things right, and the fact that you want power shouldn't, push us to push us to call for this act of impunity. Because why should you, as somebody who wants to go to Parliament and then bring about laws in future to help us streamline our activities?
Yeah, Michael. Michael.
To fight. Hello,
Michael. Stay with me. I want to bring in Ernest Frimpong himself. He's a parliamentary candidate for Menfi East. He's a man who made these comments. Joins us on the line right now, Mr. Frimpong. Thanks for the time here on Newsnight.
Thank you, Iman.
Yeah, you just heard the rep of the small scale miners you were speaking for, and he condemns your pronouncement. He says you're irresponsible. They are using lawful means to challenge the situations that you pointed to where the military or the police will seize their excavators. But here you are asking them to attack them.
Thank you very much. I believe that the rep for small scale miners probably do not understand that there are two forms of operations I'm speaking about in my engagement with the miners. The legal one that I even encourage the miners to offer some form of encouragement and motivation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club.
Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Them.
I mean, what you said was actually asking them to bribe the security agents
who come.
That's
not bribe me. It's like me driving and I have my license already. If I get to the roadside and I see a policeman in the sun, I give a tip. It's not bribery. They are doing their usual work, but you still go ahead to give them a tip. Or probably go to a restaurant to eat and then after a good service by the waitress, you just give the waitress a balance.
When you do that to a uniformed officer, a military or police, that definitely is unethical conduct and can be construed as bribery.
Yeah, I said that if they come on duty, normal patrols, and you have the means to encourage them to do more, because these miners, their work is almost like a work for the community.
Yeah, but the state is already paying these security state agents. Why are you, a parliamentary candidate, asking ordinary citizens engaged in mining, you say the illegal miners, to give them money, to give them incentive, when the state already pays them for the job?
I am saying that if all policemen and soldiers stay in their offices because these miners are doing legal businesses, they will be left at the mercy of armed robbers. And so they come on patrol, yes. But sometimes you and I know a lot of things can delay for police patrol, which is supposed to be regular, to be delayed for weeks or days. What if these delays arrive in these assaults or attacks by armed robbers? I am from Amenfi East. I stay there. I know the real time situation over there. And so encouraging miners to give some tips to these men when they come on patrols is not an encouragement of bribery or corruption.
But that's not the only thing you said. That's not the only thing. So what you said has generated that this much condemnation is asking the miners to attack the uniformed men and women. That, you admit, is inciting violence against state security personnel. That clearly is illegal.
I did not engage miners to ask them to beat uniform men. I told them that there is people who come unauthorized, unsanctioned. We have a number of operations that is going on in my constituency that is not sanctioned, that is business for people who are in the constituency. That is also a way of destroying our fortunes as part in the constituency. Organized operations by unqualified people. Sometimes they are even fake. They are not military men. They are not policemen, but they cover themselves in their uniform.
Yeah, but you were referring to soldiers and police officers when you spoke.
The people we are talking about, and when they come, resist them, so that we will be able to hear and put them behind bars.
Well, Mr. Frimpong, you are seeking to be a legislator, correct?
Yes,
your primary job will be making laws. You're saying, asking the people to take the law into their own hands. That's what you're asking them to do.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but that is not the actual context of what I meant. That is why I said I spoke with people who understand my language. The people I engage, they understand language. And so if you take it like this in Accra, in Kumasi, it is not the same in the constituency.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you've just listened to Michael. Michael is a small scale miner himself. He condemns your pronouncements as well, and he has men.
But
he himself operates in
Ashanti. I will also condemn it likewise. If
I am asked about a person making reference to Ghanaians to attack men in uniform. I also condemn, but I have not done that. I am saying that we have leader operatives that have even asked them to encourage them, that you are calling it bribing. But these ones I'm talking about are fake ones. The fake persons from who comes to extort money.
Stay with me. Let me bring in the ranking on the Defense and Interior Committee in Parliament, Mr. Gaga. Mr. Gaga, you want him arrested immediately?
I said they should arrest when they beat them.
Mr. Frimpong, please stay with me.
Engaged in egregious conduct, which is unbecoming of a potential member of Parliament. I share in the views earlier expressed by some concerned citizens that he should be apprehended immediately, Evans. I mean, to incite people to attack the military and police, it's shameful. Look, I mean, if it is indeed true that the military and police embark upon unauthorized operations in his constituency, what are they supposed to do? Or he, as a potential parliamentarian, he's a candidate on the ticket of the ruling party, why wouldn't he lodge a complaint with the regional police command or even the district police command? You see, unfortunately, when he made the comments about the regional minister, who happens to be a very good friend of mine and chairman of RECSEC, sat in that meeting and did not do anything. I find the conduct of the minister very, very unfortunate, Evans. The minister should have acted there and then by causing his arrest. Mr. Frimpong should bow his head down in shame. I think he should be apologizing to the Ghanaians rather than, making this attempt to defend those unfortunate statements he made.
And have you spoken to your colleague, who obviously is a Western Regional Minister, about this? What was his explanation? Is he going to take action post what we've had? Because, again, the security personnel in reference here are men that he will lead as a chair of the Security Council.
Evans, I've not had the opportunity to speak to my friend, Honorable Kobi, as we affectionately call him in Parliament. But I think that as the chairman of he pointed out, the security agencies in the Western region, and therefore should be seen to be acting in the interest of the state. The interest of the state here is that security personnel are human beings who have lives and the laws of the land. Clearly, they are the ones who enforce them. So if a parliamentary candidate invites the public to attack security personnel, and the one who is supposed to be leading them in the region does nothing, I mean, he risks, I mean, losing the confidence of the security personnel in the region, which is why Honorable Kobi must act.
What do you expect him to do specifically?
I expect him to cause the arrest of the Mr. What's his name?
Frimpong?
Is it Frimpong? Yes, absolutely. He is a witness in the matter. He sat in the meeting when Mr. Frimpong made those unfortunate remarks. So he should be seen to be spearheading the arrest and possible prosecution of Mr. Frimpong.
Mr. Frimpong, are you ready to apologize for what you said?
Definitely. If I am taken out of context, definitely. I have consulted my people, and the statement that is required to come out is being ready and available to come out tomorrow. So officially, this statement has been taken out of context. The intention of the statement has been misconstrued by people who do not really understand it. But I believe that my engagement with these miners, I engage people who understand my language, and at all times,
to know that I did not incite them.
Yeah, but I'm just asking a simple question. Are you apologizing now or not?
I vehemently retract the statement made and deny that I have incited these miners to attack men in uniform. The men in uniform are our people, and we are together. They are building one country, and that's nobody who is a Ghanaian can disturb the peace we are enjoying now. And that it will not be me that will start to call on these things to happen in the country.
I just need clarity. So, you said you retract, but then you say you deny that you make the pronouncement. So what are you retracting exactly?
I didn't say I deny. I never denied. Even when you asked me if I'm the one who said it, I said yes, I said it.
So you retract, you retract unreservedly? This is an unqualified retraction, is it?
Yes, please, it is.
Thank you very much. That's Ernest Frimpong. He's a parliamentary candidate for Amenfi East. James Agaga is a ranking member of the Defence and Interior Committee in Parliament. And Michael Kojo Pepra is a president and concerned small-scale miners association. I want to hear from you, especially if you come from the part of the country. What is your take on what we've just had there? Still here on Newsnight. I'll be sharing your thoughts with the rest of the world. 055-111-1997. Tonight, patients relying on critical medications for malaria and tuberculosis are fearing the worst. More than 100 containers with the critical medication are currently sitting at the port uncleared months after they were shipped into the country. The Global Fund has issued a final warning to Ghana demanding that TB and malaria medications sent to the country in October last year be cleared from the port with immediate effect. The fund is frustrated that despite assurances from the government, the majority of the shipments remain at the port and at risk of expiring. Now, demurrage and third-party charges amounting to 7 million cedis remain outstanding, making it difficult for the more than 118 containers still stuck at the port to be cleared. Samuel Hackman, who is with the Global Fund Coordinating Mechanism Secretariat in Ghana, has been speaking to my colleague, Rejoice.
It is as bad as it was 2 months ago because the issue has not been fully resolved. And this issue we are referring to is part of the $45 million commodities that were procured by the Global Fund under the GC6 for Ghana. And that part of it has still been held or stuck at the port is very worrying. And it's also denting the relationship that we have with the Global Fund as a country.
Can we say in specific terms that this is going to make the Global Fund withdraw its assistance for Ghana when it comes to drug procurement?
There's no mention of words about that. They have stated it categorically to us that they would have done that earlier, but for the long-standing relationship, they will want to hold on and see the promises that we have put on the table, whether we will be able to fulfill them or not. And it is within a specified time that we need to do that or count ourselves out. Because the Global Fund also needs to explain to its donors. And the managers of the fund need to explain this to their board. And so nobody wants to find themselves doing this kind of communication, which does not bring anything. Rather, it disturbs people's energy. So I can assure you that if these commodities are not taken out of the port in time, and in time means now, the communication we may receive from the Global Fund will be just to confirm what you just asked.
We're also hearing tonight from persons living with HIV and AIDS. Listen to the president of the Ghana HIV and AIDS Network, NS Amwabing Austin.
It is true that we have run out of stock for TB medications. It is also true that the Global Fund has indicated that it is going to cut ties with us as a country. When it comes to treatment for these two diseases, HIV and TB, for example, if you're on medication and you stop, your body develops a resistance. So later on, when you go back to the same medication, it doesn't work. It would then mean that you need to be taken onto a second line of medicines, which are even more expensive. And these are medicines that the government of Ghana is not even procuring. They are being given to us for free. And yet, we simply cannot take them from our ports. It is baffling.
Well, the Ghana Medical Association is raising alarm about this because of its potential impact on some of the critical diseases currently affected. Dr. Richard Salome joins us right now with more on this. Doc, thanks for your time here on Newsnight. How bad is it in terms of the goods left to the port, but also its impact on what you see in the hospitals across the country?
Yes, good evening, Evans, and good evening to your listeners. This issue is actually embarrassing, to say the least, because as Ernest has outlined, these are drugs procured by the Global Fund for our use for clients. And mainly these are commodities that have to do with malaria, TB, which is tuberculosis, and HIV activities in the country. Beyond drugs are also insecticide-treated nets. Remember, we are in the rainy season, and these nets become very useful around this time, especially for pregnant women, kids who have to stay in areas which are malaria-prone. And so if these commodities are still at the port, it is very, very worrying. Already, there were shortages of malaria test kits. Thankfully, a few of the containers were let out, and then some of these test kits are now going out to the places. What that means for us as clinicians is that we will not be able to test and confirm before we treat, as the policy demands of us. It also means that pregnant women who go to hospitals and are given some of these nets to use to protect themselves from the harmful effects of malaria and other conditions that affect them during pregnancy will not get the nets. And then the other medications that TB patients use. Remember, TB patients, we are beginning to see cases of multi-drug resistant TB, as Ernest was talking about. And so we do not want people who are already on medications to even have a break in that, because already patients have a challenge taking this medication. So if you are breaking for long periods where some of them are not going to get these medications, getting them back on even is a problem, because some of them, we might even lose them before the drugs and other commodities come out. So this is a very serious problem that we need urgent attention to get all the rest of the containers out of the port. And I don't think this is the time for further explanations. This has been a situation since, I think, last year, since some of the commodities have been in there. And the president of the Ghana Medical Association even raised the concern regarding the effectiveness of some of these medications, concerning the storage conditions under which they are being stored in containers, the heat and other things affecting even their effectiveness. And so this is a very serious concern that we must immediately act to address.
Are you experiencing shortage across the country, for example? Are your members experiencing that in some of these critical medications that we're expecting to come into to help the situation?
Yes, as I have mentioned, some places are experiencing shortage, okay. But because there are few of them within the system, regional health directorates and teams are beginning to try to, should I say, mop up a few of them in some of the regions where there are a few to send to some. But within a matter of the end of this month, many places are going to begin to experience the shortage of these medications.
So it's going to become a nationwide problem by the end of the month?
Of course. We need to get the containers out, and we don't have to wait for a shortage before we even think about that.
Thank you very much. And that there is Dr. Richard Salome. He is the Ghana Medical Association's General Secretary, speaking to us about the problem with the goods, the medications, critical medications currently stuck at the port. Government has failed to clear them. The Global Fund that sent it to us on humanitarian basis is now threatening to cancel its relationship with Ghana. I want to hear your thoughts on this as well, and I'll be sharing that with the rest of the world. This is Joy 99.7 FM. It's Newsnight. It's also your election headquarters. And election headquarters is always brought to you by Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and SIMA, together as Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness, and Beauty. Also by Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service. We also have a Youth Bridge Foundation making our coverage of this year's elections very possible. And I want to take you to the Ashanti region right now. I'll be joined pretty shortly by Nanabu Achiyadom, where we're hearing tonight from the flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party and the current Vice President, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, who is promising chiefs across the country what he calls a living allowance. He's been speaking there on his tour of the region. Listen.
Yeah, involving chiefs not enough in the governance of the country. We present Mr. Sama, because as it is right now, the chiefs are powerless in many areas. They can't even summon people at Omobeba. And we need to change. And we present Mr. Amendment Section 63G of the Chieftaincy Act to empower the chiefs to help government to govern this country. So the third way we need to empower the chiefs to help government. And empowering the chiefs is not only to change the law, but to financially resource the chiefs. Yeah, financially resource the palaces are more palaces near now. Multimedia is not a person here. So the parliament chiefs are paid 1,000. Cities. Echo, 1,000 cities. It's not going anywhere. Petrol is difficult for that to attend meetings. AG, my manifesto team, we've looked at all of it. We are saying that we have to pay living allowances to the paramount chiefs, and not stop there, but to the divisional chiefs and the queen mothers, so that we can have a complete chieftaincy institution that is empowered to help government.
Nanabu Achiyadom is my colleague. He's been following the vice president, joins us right now on the line. Nana, what has been the reaction to this?
Well, Evans, the chiefs really did applaud the vice president for giving out such a promise. The Mampohine Dasebwe Osebonsu, who sat in on behalf of the Asantehine, commended the vice president for having the thought of including them in his next administration. Well, he did say that in his term as president, they're expecting him to keep up with the promise and then make sure that he does amend section Article 267, which talks about the stool and skin lands and property. So this is what the chiefs really did say to Vice President Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia when he made the promise of giving them an incentive package when he comes in as president in 2025.
And he's also been talking about the illegal mining problem. He's been making some proposals.
Well, yes, he has been talking about illegal mining activities. He says that there should be equity stake in land and a solution to illegal mining crisis. For Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, the involvement of traditional leaders in land ownership with their district assemblies can serve as a deterrent to illegal miners who own.
I may have lost him there on the line, connecting with us on the campaign trail. That's a challenge with moving when you are embedded with the parliamentary candidate. But listen to Bawumia make the point there that Nanabu Achiyadom was just helping us appreciate the context of.
The chiefs must have a stake in the exploitation of those resources. The district assemblies must have a stake. So I was just being told, just a few days ago by someone who is very wise, that let's look at giving the chiefs a stake. Let's give an equity stake in the resource, whether it's a gold mine or whatever. When we find gold in your area, then you have a stake in it, an equity stake. The district assembly has an equity stake. Once you have an equity stake, you will not allow this land to be misused. It has to be that you have a stake in it, rather than the current situation. We want to make sure that we can regulate the small-scale miners, make sure the chiefs are part of the district mining committees that can give the licenses to the small-scale miners.
Well, let's speak to a traditional ruler. Nanan Sakar is a chief of Akwemu Dumasa, joins us on the line right now. Nanan, thanks for your time here on Newsnight. So according to the vice president, the flag bearer of the NPP, if he's elected, he would introduce what he calls living allowances to yourselves, paramount chiefs, divisional chiefs, and queen mothers. Your reaction to that?
Well, thank you, Evans, and good evening to listeners. Well, I don't know if he can do all divisional chiefs and all paramount chiefs. I don't know how that would work. But I believe that certain paramounts need help. And again, if I say certain paramounts, I don't know how that also is going to work. Because
today he actually acknowledges that currently the paramount chiefs are paid. They are paid the allowance of 1,000 cedis, but he says that's not enough. He says you can't even use that to fuel your vehicle, and so he's going to introduce a living allowance.
Well, see, Evans, I think it's a good call. Now I say that because Evans, if you live in the rural area, where your justice and your education and your scholarship and everything literally comes from the palace, it takes a lot to run that administration. You know, everybody's sending their cases there looking to get justice. The chief would then have to assemble people to sit to hear your case, and all these things cost money. So if the paramounts would get some stipends to help them cushion these things, I'm not a paramount. I mean, just recently, the teachers in my community were going for a course, refresher course or something, and they came to me for the refreshment. You know, they want books, they come to the palace. They want a printer, they come to the palace. You know, but it's a government school, so you ask, why don't they go to the assembly? But I don't think that Baumia can give every single chief an allowance. However, if this is my problem, magnify times 10 or 100, and that's the problem with the paramounts. So if some paramounts will get some respectable living allowance, I think it's fine, because all these areas where governments are not present, these paramounts that are holding the country together. So I don't know.
For paramounts, yes, but you're not in favor of handing out these monies to divisional chiefs and queen mothers?
No, because paramount queen mothers, yes, because they also have a lot of burden. People, all these teenage pregnancies. I mean, you take Nana Frakuma, for instance.
But Nana, we certainly cannot afford that, can we? I mean, where we are currently, where is he even going to find the money to do this? 2025 is going to be a difficult year economically.
Well, there are only about 300 paramounts or 160 paramounts in the country.
Well, and then you have the divisional chiefs and
so,
then you have the queen mothers.
Adding 160 people to the wage bill shouldn't be, how many ministers we have? We have more ministers than paramounts currently, and they are surviving. But you see, Evans, these are people who are holding the part of the country which, you see, when you live in Accra, these things sound like dinosaurs. Because in Accra, you have Kaneshi Police Station, Odokol Police Station, that police station, this MTTU. You get to Kudikope, and there's nothing. No police station, no fire service, nothing. There will be any more. So it's these paramounts and community heads who hold those places together for the country.
Nana, thank you very much. Nana Sakwa there is the chief of Akwemu Dumasa, and many of you are now sharing your thoughts on this as well. David says, how is he going to fund this allowance considering the numerous chiefs we have? Every community has more than one chief. Promise, indeed, he says. And Nana Ekwamwa Boateng says, while the vice president of Bamia is busily touring, John Mahama is also busily throwing shades at President Nana Akufo-Addo as if he is contesting the president. Can someone wake him up from his slumber, he says. And a final one on the subject of Bamia and the chiefs. Sana Inagunu says, Mr. Bamia must stop deceiving our chiefs, and I hope Ghanaians will vote against him in an upcoming general elections, he says. Also, his thoughts there on the subject. And on other stories we've been doing here on Newsnight, on the subject of the parliamentary candidate from Memphi East, Michael in Lagos says, has the IGP heard the comments of Mr. Frimpong, or is he waiting for an order to arrest him? We are all watching, he says in his message. And the final one on that same subject of Mr. Frimpong and his comments, well, same comments repeated on another on the same issue. I want to take a final one on the MP subject. This aspiring parliamentary candidate has the gut to speak on there without apologizing. Well, he says he has retracted an unqualified retraction. This man should be arrested immediately. Let's do some business now. And Mr. Chef joins me with that.
Right, in business today, Bank of Ghana advised to intensify strategies aimed to discouraging speculations as Citi makes some gains in the past few days. So we hear from currency analyst Courage Butu and the Ghana Airport Campaign Limited start work to encourage international airlines to fly directly to prepare the first international airport in Kumasi. Business news on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business, Kingdom Books and